CNN FM, the financial network.
Can someone be born an entrepreneur? Just about everyone in John Santa's family is entrepreneurial. Can that spirit keep a small energy company independent during an industry shakeout? Forget e-commerce, think e-business. How to use the internet to manage payroll, benefits, employees, and more. Plus, America Online is swinging to the sounds of a deal with music direct marketer Columbia House. All that and more next on Entrepreneurs Only.
Welcome to Entrepreneurs Only. I'm Donald Vandermark. The entrepreneurial world is about risk, change, and hopefully about growth and riches as enterprising people and their ventures evolve and mature. Tonight, a look at a family firm revitalized by the next generation and a red-hot software company riding the internet craze. Moving along, e-business versus e-tailing or e-commerce or even just email. The internet is not just for getting the word out or cyber sales. My next guest says the internet can help you manage relationships with everyone your company touches. Joining me now, Barry Hall, partner and internet strategist at PricewaterhouseCoopers. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you, Don.
Are you an accountant or are you a techie guy?
I'm definitely not an accountant. I have some background in techie and in human resources and employee benefits.
It's great, though, that the accounting firms, even PricewaterhouseCoopers now, has the internet strategists on board to keep track of all this. It's moving so fast.
We really think of ourselves as professional services firms, not just accountants.
That's right. Everyone's got to adjust to that. All right, professionally servicing, speaking. Mm-hmm. The internet is there to be used by management right now in a variety of ways that a lot of entrepreneurs and corporate managers don't even recognize, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Not just cyber sales, but e-business. And I guess the first thing that you point out is employees and allowing employees to service themselves in all sorts of ways. What do you mean?
Right. Well, the main areas of that we call employee self-service and manager self-service. It's really, employee self-service is really allowing employees to do all kinds of things themselves that they used to have to go through a person to do, a person usually in the human resources department or payroll or finance.
So we can snuff the HR, or at least downscale the HR department that most of us don't like, correct?
Well, the idea is that the HR folks themselves would like to shift their role away from being transaction takers and administrators toward being a strategic advisor to the company about how to best use and deploy human capital.
So does that mean launching your own website or intranet for your employees to check out their 401k plans, their sick leave, and everything else that goes along with it?
Right, right, all those sorts of things.
Is it expensive to launch something like that, to set something up? Is it easier just to hand it to the clerical staff at HR?
It really depends on a number of factors and the factors that drive the company. What are you going to get the most value from in terms of saving money over the way you're doing it now and ultimately increasing the productivity of your employees? They don't want to be tied up in bureaucratic red tape or cumbersome processes. If they can spend their time doing the things they need to do online and then get back to work, that saves money for the company.
Is there a critical mass about the size of the corporation? If you have 20 employees, it's not worth it, but if you have 200, it certainly is?
Well, it depends on what it is you're talking about doing. We've seen some very small startup companies that have really effectively used the internet to do things from day one, and then certainly some large companies have the scale that they can save a lot of money.
And a lot of the small ones, new ones now, are very technologically savvy, so it's not difficult for them to put all this stuff
in. And it's not difficult for their employees to grasp the concept and see the value of it immediately.
And I would think that even some of these investing firms that handle your 401k money, they ought to have websites that you can send your employees to if you're a client, so you don't even have to set it up, correct?
Yeah, they do, in fact. Yeah.
Cool. All right, the other thing that you talked about, mentioned, was manager self-service.
Right.
And this, what, hiring and firing and everything in between is what this would be?
Yeah, it's if you think of it as information and transactions that employees need to do to manage other employees. So it's doing performance reviews, promotions, salary increases, recruiting people, you know, filling jobs that you're responsible for, and ultimately hiring people.
And it can be secure so that the employees whom you're writing up the performance review don't get to see it, or maybe you do want them to see it.
Well, depending on what it is, if it's information on all the employees that you manage and obviously has sensitive information like salary, it needs to be very secure.
Barry Hall, internet strategist, PricewaterhouseCoopers, urging us all to think of the internet in terms of e-business, not just e-commerce.
Right.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Finally tonight, everyone, an entrepreneurial story right in time for Valentine's Day. Entrepreneur Mark Ostrowski, the founder of Florida-based Multimedia Publishing, began purchasing URLs, or World Wide Web addresses, years ago. One URL struck the interest of many potential buyers, eflowers.com. Ostrowski has received some 50 requests in the past 6 months alone to buy the web address. But none were appealing until Bill McClure, the president and CEO of Flowers Direct, made him an offer he couldn't refuse. Along with $25,000 and 50 cents an order, McClure offered to send Ostrowski's wife, Sarah, one dozen long-stemmed roses every month for the rest of her life. I guess she likes them even if they're from another guy. That's it for today's edition of Entrepreneurs Only. Coming up tomorrow, a New York entrepreneur who's thriving in the textile business. Stiff overseas competition and the ever-changing tastes of fashion do not stop Howard Gursky, the CEO of SWAK, S-W-A-K, SWAK. I'm Donald Vandermark. Good night and good luck from New York.